Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
If you're going to be intimate with a Ganishta person, man or a woman, you need to be very careful about the padas, the steps, because half of Ganishta falls in Capricorn and the other half falls in Aquarius. So this gives rise to two types of intimacy patterns. One is independent and very self-reliable, and one is charismatic and social. Guess which one of which one? By the end of this video, you will know how to approach them. But first, let us roll the intro. First order of business, let's tackle the Capricorn moon in Ganishta Nakshatra. So first we are addressing the Capricorn side of it, and in the next slide we will do the Aquarius part of it. So within the Capricorn side, Ganishta Nakshatra will be compatible in the first order of compatibility with Uttara Bhadrapada and Purva Bhadrapada in the sign of Pisces. Very careful about which one, because now we are talking about padas. You got to be really careful about this. The next level of compatibility for a Ganishta moon in Capricorn is the fourth sign from Capricorn, which happens to be Aries. And now the moon should be in Kritika Nakshatra. Ganishta Nakshatra is a Rakshasa Gana. We are trying to match only Rakshasa Ganas with Rakshasa Ganas. You have to understand that Rakshasa Gana is a very strong energy. It's not necessarily that they are demonic. No, not everything is about ghosts and demons. Okay, Vedic astrology approaches from a completely different perspective. They are very tamasic in nature. So the compatibility should be matched. You are trying to match the energy level, so to speak, between two individuals. Only then the energy will be harmonious in the house, right? The next level for a Ganishta moon in Capricorn would be in Ashlesha Nakshatra within Cancer, because Ashlesha is also a Rakshasa Gana. Do not try to match that with Pushya or Punarvasu. They are Devganas. Don't try to match Manushya Gana with Devgana. It's disastrous. One is very soft and one is very hard energy. Okay. The fourth level of compatibility for a Ganishta moon in Capricorn would be in the 10th sign from Capricorn, which now happens to be Libra. Better to watch all this on iPad or a tablet or a laptop. So as you can see, it is Chitra Nakshatra or Vishakha Nakshatra in Libra. Why? Because those both are also Rakshasa Ganas. Actually, Ganishta Nakshatra and Chitra Nakshatra will be highly compatible in Capricorn. The reason is both are artistic in nature. Chitra is very artistic, Ganishta is very artistic. So, you know, the next and the last level of compatibility for a Ganishta moon in Capricorn would be in the 11th sign from Capricorn, which happens to be Scorpio now, and which will be in the nakshatra of Vishakha or Jyeshtha in Scorpio, because that's also Rakshasa Gana. Now let's see what happens to Ganishta in Aquarius. It's quite a different picture. within the sign of Aquarius now. Dhanishtha, but in Aquarius. The last two padas, the third and the fourth pada. Within the sign of Aquarius, it becomes the first level of compatibility will be the third sign from Aquarius, which is now Aries, in the sign of Kritika. So you might say, Kritika Nakshatra is compatible with Dhanishtha period. Means it is in the first two padas as well as the next two padas, right? Got it? Dhanishtha moon, the next level of compatibility, will be in the fourth sign from Dhanishtha Nakshatra in Aquarius, which happens to be now Taurus. In Taurus, again Kritika Nakshatra. So Kritika Nakshatra is compatible across the table with Dhanishtha. Actually, that's also a very good combination. If you ask me, Kritika is all about management, leadership, a lot of fire in it. And that creative fire is in Dhanishtha. I'm just kind of projecting here a little bit. So the third level, right, the third level of compatibility with Dhanishtha moon for a man or a woman would be in the opposite sign of Leo, because Leo and Aquarius obviously opposites, just like Cancer and Capricorn. So it would be in the nakshatra of Magha. Magha is all about leadership and traditional values. So especially in the Capricorn half, but not really, because Capricorn, we did not see Leo compatibility. So be very careful about this. In Magha nakshatra, the fourth level of compatibility for a Dhanishtha moon in Aquarius would be the 10th sign from Aquarius, which now happens to be Scorpio, in Vishakha or in Jyeshtha nakshatra. Both are Rakshasaganas. Vishakha is better than Jyeshtha. Jyeshtha can get too bossy. Okay, Vishakha is more adaptable. The last level of compatibility for an Aquarius moon in Dhanishtha nakshatra would be the 11th sign from Aquarius, which now happens to be Sagittarius in Mula nakshatra. Kind of a vague combination if you ask me, because we just did the Mula. Mula wants to dig deep into everything. Dhanishtha is more of a conservative, charismatic, sociable. Not really my choice, but hey, technically that's compatible. Okay. Now let us see the intimacy characteristics, the most important part. What do you know about your Dhanishtha person? Maro. Okay, that's what you need to know. Let's see next. So there you have the characteristics of intimacy for Dhanishtha nakshatra. Like I said, half falls in Capricorn, half falls in Aquarius. So as we go through this list, keep in mind always that you're talking about Aquarius part as well as Capricornian part. Now I leave you to decide and think about these things. Which one would be more Aquarius type energy and which one would be more Capricorn type energy. Okay. First one, independent and self-sufficient, seems to be more Capricornian. They value their personal freedom and may seek partners who appreciate and respect their need for autonomy. Dhanishtha nakshatra is the nakshatra of Bhishma in Mahabharata, if you know the epic. So it's all about autonomy. They're very individualistic there. They have the ability to inspire and motivate others. He did. Making them natural leaders in their relationships. They have a grounded perspective and make decisions based on logical reasoning. Seems to be very Capricornian, don't you? You can leave your comments if you have such a thing. Charismatic and sociable. They have an excellent communication skill and can easily connect with others, making them popular among their peers. The word popular itself tells me Aquarius, don't you think? It's mass appeal, mass hypnotism, charismatic. The third one is goal-oriented and ambitious. Seems to be again more of Capricornian. They set high standards for themselves and their partners and work diligently to achieve success. They may seek partners who share similar beliefs and appreciate the importance of heritage and customs. Once again, very traditional, very Saturnian, very Capricornian. Okay, traditional means Saturn. Next one, reliable and trustworthy. Again, seems to me very Capricornian. They are committed to their relationships and can be counted on to fulfill their responsibility and promises. This is general as a nakshatra. They stand by their loved ones through thick and thin and offering unwavering support and encouragement. Very loyal, very Capricornian, actually even Aquarius. Artistic and creative, that's Aquarius, the last one. They have a deep appreciation for arts, music, dance, drama, all kinds of art forms. The symbol itself is a musical instrument like you see there. Therefore, they share their passion for creativity. So if you're a creative person, like let's say we just discussed it. Let's say if it's a Chitra Nakshatra, that's also a highly creative nakshatra. It'll go very well. They enjoy engaging in thought-provoking conversation and seek partners who can challenge them intellectually. Intellectual challenge is typically more Aquarius kind of energy, very air sign. Okay, Capricorn is an earth sign. They're not so much interested in airy, mental, intellectual discussions of any kind. Typically, they're not. If you want to talk about intellectual compatibility, you must come to, yes, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, and so on and so forth. Now that we are getting into the heart of Aquarius, next one will be Shatupisha, which is very Aquarius-like. That's next. In the meantime, take care, be safe. If you find something curious about Dhanishtha, leave your comments. See you on the next.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,